Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
Yesterday, there was a horrific shooting in Los Angeles. A pair of deputies, LA County deputies, were ambushed. They were sitting in their car, a man and a woman, and somebody who was just standing there. And it looks in the video, it looks like a child. It looks like somebody who was barely 5 foot tall, maybe less. I couldn't tell. I'm not good with heights necessarily, but somebody walks up to them, just standing in the street, and then turns, walks up to them, fires into the police cruiser, hits them both in the head. They're in critical condition. You know, even LA County Sheriff's Office they tweeted, praise God for them to be even alive. Get shot in the head at very close range. It was an ambush. It was disgusting. And so Blue Lives Matter, the hashtag, was trending on Twitter, as it should every day, especially during these riots, this craziness that's happening. I'm not going to read them. You know, I was going to read them. I'm actually not going to, because just whatever you could picture as the most hideous replies to this, it's worse than that. These are disgusting people calling for deaths, praising the shooter. I'm not going to read it. I will read this from Michaela Rose J. She says, Blue Lives Matter, the hashtag. The fact that liberals are taking this hashtag and making fun of it proves they don't really care about lives at all, unlike the criminals they glorify. These police officers were actually innocent. Liberals are disgusting pieces of excrement. I changed the last word. It's bad. It's really bad. And then now, you know, not only did these officers get shot, potentially killed, now there's it's not a hashtag, it's a quote that's trending on Twitter. I should have had it called up. Stand by, let me pull it up real quick. A quote on Twitter. I can't find it. Sorry about that. Basically, I don't remember the exact word. I think it's hope you all die or something to that effect. It's, yeah, you can hear them, these Black Lives Matter activists who went to the hospital where these two officers had just recently gotten out of surgery. They're still in critical condition, clinging to their lives. And these quote unquote activists went to the hospital to protest, to try to get inside. They tried to break in. Even Newsweek had to report on it. Leftist Newsweek had to say, this looks pretty bad. It's because it is. Okay. You don't look good cheering on somebody's death when they did nothing wrong. They were responding to a call. They were sitting in their police cruiser when somebody walks up to them, pulls out a gun and shoots them at point blank range in the head. And now you're going to go protest at the hospital, wish for them to die, tell other police officers who are defending the hospital that they're next. If you're part of this, if you support this insanity, this depravity, then you are scum. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stir up, you know, some negative sentiment. I'm not trying to start a revolution here, but the people you support, they are. if you support Black Lives Matter, you could say, oh, but I support the idea of ending systemic racism or police brutality. Great, great. Push for legislation. Okay. Don't support these violent domestic terrorists. And that's what they are. They are domestic terrorists. Don't support these people that are going around to restaurants all across the country in large groups because, you know, they don't operate as individuals. They operate as a collective. They don't have the guts to go up to, you know, a group of people and express their views. They have to be the group. They have to be the intimidators. That's by definition, that's what terrorism is. It's about intimidation. It's about spreading terror, spreading fear. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to bully people into supporting their movement. And then you have these NBA stars and Hollywood stars and Democratic politicians. Oh, you know, support Black Lives Matter. Stand in unity, unity. I'm not going to be unified under this flag of Black Lives Matter activism, if that's what you really want to call it. I'm not going to stand by and support an organization that is trying to storm a hospital. What, so they could finish off the cops that they tried to kill? That they shot in the head? This doesn't make any sense, folks. I mean, this is one of those situations where an actual sane and lucid organization would come out and say, wait a second, okay? We're fighting against police brutality, and we don't fight against police brutality by being brutal. We denounce these actions. That's what they should be saying. Instead, they're cheering them on. If you support Black Lives Matter, the organization, you are a vile creature or just an idiot. Okay. If you want to claim ignorance, oh, I don't know. I didn't know they'd do that. I don't know that they're a neo-Marxist organization attempting to destroy America so they can attempt to rebuild it in their own image. If you want to claim ignorance, fine. You're just an idiot then. You're not vile. You're just stupid to be giving your money, giving your support to an organization that supports cop killers, that supports burning down businesses of innocent people when a suspected criminal, such as suspected accused rapist Jacob Blake, gets shot lawfully. It's just, you're either stupid or you're evil. Pick one or both. But those are the only two options. If you want to fight against what you perceive to be systemic racism, which, to be clear, isn't a real thing. But if you want to fight that, fine. Take the battle political. Participate in peaceful protests, but denounce the attempted murder of two police officers in cold blood for no other reason. They were attacked just because they were trying to do their job of protecting and serving. It's not like they were attacked because they had killed a black man, an unarmed black man. You know, they weren't Derek Chauvin. They're just cops out doing their job. And they got ambushed. And they're in critical condition. And one or both may die. And Black Lives Matter activists are cheering this on. If you support them, you are either stupid or you're evil. Pick one.